This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 26th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As of this afternoon, the weather across the region remains warm and sunny. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies and comfortable temperatures, while Jerusalem experiences mild breezes under a bright sun. A beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, in the last hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu told ministers, "We are not limiting any soldier." Ben-Gvir asked, "Why not disarm Hezbollah?" Also, earlier this hour, Israel Hayom reports a crisis agreement as Iran stops ships in the Strait of Hormuz and denies entry to inspectors. Also, this hour, the Times of Israel writes that four IDF soldiers were injured in a clash with a Hezbollah gunman in southern Lebanon. The gunman lobbed a grenade at the forces. Separately, the Jerusalem Post notes National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir struck back, saying he opposed the ceasefire exactly for this reason. And finally, from I-24 News, earlier today, tensions over Lebanon flared during an Israeli government meeting, with questions raised about dismantling Hezbollah. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel reported just minutes ago that the IDF dropped flyers in a southern Lebanese village, warning residents to stay away. Seth Franzman, a journalist, questioned 30 minutes ago if Palestinians will be allowed elections or continue under Hamas rule. Open source intel shared that El Salvador sent a third relief plane to Venezuela after the earthquake, with a fourth plane in the air, as stated by President Bukele. Let's go deeper, starting with a political security cabinet meeting reported by Walla. Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized there are no restrictions on soldiers in the current conflict context. This statement follows a dispute over the response to Hezbollah amid the fragile ceasefire. The implications could affect military strategy and regional stability. Turning to Iran's actions, as reported by Israel Hayom, Tehran has stopped ships in the Strait of Hormuz and barred inspectors from entering. This move challenges the International Atomic Energy Agency and heightens tensions in the region. The situation could impact global oil markets and diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel notes that four IDF soldiers were injured during a clash with a Hezbollah gunman in southern Lebanon. This incident occurred as tensions rise over a new US-Iran deal seen by Hezbollah as a defeat for Israel. The ongoing conflict affects security and civilian life in the area. The Jerusalem Post article highlights Minister Ben-Gvir's reaction to the ceasefire. He criticized the restrictions on the IDF, linking them to the current challenges in Lebanon. This internal government debate reflects broader concerns over national security policy. Finally, I-24 News reports on the Israeli government meeting addressing Lebanon tensions. Calls to dismantle Hezbollah underscore the ongoing strategic challenges faced by Israel. The outcome of these discussions will shape future regional policy and security dynamics. In financial news, first, Israel Hayom Business reports the appearance of new consumer products that are making waves, including a novel deodorant and a Korean brand arriving at night. Separately, Walla Business indicates that Nochi Dankner is moving towards bankruptcy proceedings, with a court expected to issue an order following the removal of his opposition. And finally, CTEC shares that Merav Bahat is raising a $25 to $30 million AI fund focusing on early-stage AI infrastructure and cybersecurity startups, linking Israel's tech scene with Silicon Valley. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.